As stepping to the plate now will be Isaiah Hendricks, his first at bat. Pinch hitter here for the Chi-High Cardinals. Replacing Brigham Garrett, who is 0 for 3. But a chance to keep it a one-run game right now for Miles Wahlvogel and the Warriors.
Now batting triple ball is number 7, Isaiah Hendricks.
The right-handed sophomore, Miles Wahlvogel. Working out of the windup. Has the sign and the target. Here's the pitch. Pitch is low and outside for ball one. Big batter right now in this game. 1-0 pitch. It hit him. Another hit batsman. I have never seen a game with this many hit batsmen, to be honest with you. And that one forces in a run. Man, oh man, oh man. That's now 4-2 Chippewa Falls. Let's count. 1, 2.
Now batting for the Cardinals.
3.
Catcher, number 2. Landon.
4. 5. 6. At least, yeah, I guess 6. I thought there were 7, but first pitch misses for ball 1. Wondering if I missed one somewhere, but I got 6 hit batsmen in this game for Chippewa Falls batters. Here's the 1-0. Bounces in there, and a beautiful backhanded stab made by Rowan Robbins to save a wild pitch and save a run. 2 balls and no strikes, however. Nowhere to put this batter, Landon Atkinson. Right-handed batter. Here's the kick and the pitch. Misses up high, and that's ball 3. Well, the Warriors right now in danger of giving back those 2 runs they scored in the last half inning. Three all. In there, strike 1 called. Well, see if Miles Wahlvogel can battle back. 3-1 pitch. Nope, that will bounce in there. Ball 4, and that will force in a run. So a second run comes in for the Cardinals here in the top of the 6th inning, and it's now 5-2. So now back to the top of the order in Brady Smith, but first we will get a trip to the mound. John Albee will come out there and see whether or not we stick here with Miles Wahlvogel, or we get a pitching change. At this point, I think it's just a conversation. As still with the baseball is Miles Wahlvogel. Conversation continues. The entire Wausau West infield D is around the pitcher's mound. Now the meeting breaks up. Coach will walk slowly back to the third base dugout. So bases loaded, 2 outs for Brady Smith. The top of the order and DH. Boy, again, felt like after that pop-up had the opportunity to get out of this inning. Still 3-2, but now the Warriors face a 3-run deficit again. Smith reached on an error, scored in the first, reached on a fielder's choice in the second, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth, walked in the fifth. So officially he's 0-3. Waiting for the home plate umpire to get settled in, and now we are ready. Wahlvogel rocks, kicks, and deals. Pitch is down low, taken for a ball. Runners off third, second, and first. Here's the pitch. Dropping down low, taken for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Here is the pitch. Misses up high, and that's ball 3. Well, the control has gone away here for Miles Wahlvogel. Three balls and no strikes. And the pitch drops down low. Four-pitch walk, and they'll force in another run. So three runs now in the inning for Triple Falls, and we are going to get a new pitcher for Wausau West. 6-2, Chi High. We'll tell you about the new Wausau West pitcher coming up in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Bryce Blaubach is the new pitcher for Wausau West. Miles Ballvogel back to center field. Back to left field is Ryder Schindler. And it looks like, I think, Marshall Helke now in right field. So some changes defensively for the Warriors. And now Jared Erickson will step to the plate. Bases loaded, two outs. The right-hander Blaubach working out of the windup. Here's his first pitch. Inside corner for a called strike one, I think. Again, it was not a very emphatic call by the home plate umpire. Scoreboard does not know either. They didn't put anything up. I believe it's 0-1. There's a line drive to the second baseman, and it will be grabbed on the fly, and the umpires are saying, okay, finally they say it was a catch. As Cohen Bryant was jogging off the field, it was right off the top of the artificial ground. Bryant assumed he caught it. The umpire didn't really make a call very quickly, but it is the third out of the inning. Nine batters come to the plate in the inning for Chippewa Falls. They get three runs on one base hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. End of five and a half. It is Chippewa Falls 6, Wausau West 2. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, and Bryce Blaubach, who had just come into the game as the pitcher, well, he is now getting his first at-bat. One ball and no strikes. Evan Weiler fires, and there's a fastball in there for a called strike one. So it'll be Bryce Blaubach, Joe Gravine, and Tony Ifaldano for the Warriors in the bottom of the sixth, with Chippewa Falls leading 6-2. 1-1. There's a high pop-up coming over here in front of me, and making the running grab is Landon Atkinson to make the grab for the first out. The catcher in foul territory is my broadcast table behind the backstop, just slightly towards first base. I actually lost that ball. I'm looking up, and I'm starting to think, uh-oh, it's going to land right on top of my head. And now Joe Gravine will step in. Gravine has flown out and struck out. 0 for 2. Here's the pitch. There's a well-hit ball center field. Going back is Erickson, but he'll have room and make the grab in deep center field for out number 2. Well-hit ball by Gravine, but quickly 2 up and 2 down for the Warriors. We've had these innings where, again, not a lot of pitches being thrown by Evan Weiler, and now Tony Ifaldano will come to the plate. Ifaldano grounded out in the second, popped up in the third. And the pitch in there on the inside corner at the knees for a called strike one. Nothing in one on the cleanup man, shortstop senior Tony Ifaldano. Evan Weiler rocks, kicks, and fires. Line drive and, backhanded by Perlberg in the hole. Long throw across and beating it out is Ifaldano. I thought that was targeted left field, but getting over with Perlberg, able to grab it on the backhand side, fire across, but it's an infield hit for Tony Ifaldano and keeps the Wausau West sixth inning going. Fourth base hit of the game for Wausau West. And up next will be Rowan Robbins.
Next up for the Warriors, number 8, Rowan Robbins.
So Rowan Robbins, he has grounded out and also walked and scored a run. And the pitch, foul ball, goes right back towards me. Bangs off the fence. Strike one. 6-2, Chippewa Falls with the lead, bottom half of the sixth inning. Runner on first, two outs for the Warriors. Weiler into the stretch for one of the rare times today. Kicks and deals. Bounces in there, good block behind the plate from Landon Atkinson, and the count goes to 1-1. One ball, one strike on the sophomore catcher, number 5 hitter, Rowan Robbins. Here's the kick and the pitch. That will bounce in there. Taken for ball two. Again, it's got rather dark here at Wausau West. Wind starting to blow, feeling chilly again. Had some really nice weather for about a week. Warm temperatures, but now back to the chilliness. 2-1. Swing and a miss, and the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Off of first base, Tony Ifaldano. Weiler sets at the chest, kicks and fires. Fastball, trying to frame it behind the plate was Landon Atkinson, but taken for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Open stands from the right-handed box, and now time is called. This kind of day reminds me of a football Saturday, sort of a fall Saturday. Oh, and caught off of first is Ifaldano. Now a rundown between first and second. Tony being run back to first, and now heading back towards second, but he'll be tagged out by the pitcher Weiler. He was getting ready to be moving on the 3-2 pitch with two outs, but Weiler able to catch him, and that will end the Wausau West sixth inning. No runs, no hits. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Heading to the seventh. It is Wausau West trailing Chippewa Falls 6-2. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Top of the seventh inning, Chippewa Falls leading Wausau West 6-2. Lucas Logslett leads things off. First pitch, a line drive, snagged at first base by a leaping Joel Gravine for the first out. Nice play at first on a hard liner going to his right, and getting the glove up was Gravine. One pitch and one out.
Now up for Chippewa Falls, first baseman number 9, Brecken Boysvert.
And now the cleanup hitter, first baseman Brecken Boysvert, will come to the plate. He has had a good day. He swung the bat exceptionally well for Chi High. And there's a swing and a ground ball right to the first baseman. Three unassisted for Joel Gravine. Two up and two down. So two putouts on two pitches for Gravine. And now Cole Perlberg, the shortstop, due up next. I can't recall one batter being hit three times in a game. But Cole Perlberg today is 0 for 1 officially, and he's been hit by a pitch three different times. Don't see that very often. There's a breaking ball from Bryce Blaubach in there for strike one called. Perlberg was hit by a pitch in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, and hit by a pitch in the sixth. No balls and one strike. Blaubach out of the windup, fires. There's a high pop-up right field side. Going back is Gravine, foul territory, long run, makes a sliding attempt, and not able to make the grab. Boy, great effort by Gravine. He went a long way down the right field side into foul territory, but it's nothing to two now on Cole Perlberg. So Bryce Blaubach looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the seventh. That has not happened in this game. In fact, every inning for Chippewa Falls, they've had at least five batters come to the plate. And there is a unbelievable. Perlberg has been hit by a pitch for the fourth time today. That is amazing. That is truly amazing. But, I mean, four times in one game, that is, I don't know what the record is, but, man, oh, man. That is the seventh batter hit by Wausau West pitchers here today. 10 walks and 7 hit batsmen. That's 17 free passes. That's just too many. And now stepping in is Braden Hagman, and the pitch is down low for a ball. Hagman today has flown out to center, lined out to third, walked and walked. He's also scored a pair of runs. Here's the 1-0. There's a fly ball, well hit left field, going back, way backish, and it is all the way to the fence. Rounding third will be Perlberg. He'll come in and score. It's a RBI stand-up double for Braden Hagman. And that will make it 7-2. That was a gap shot between Alex Kapitz, who's now in left field, and Miles Wellvogel in center. Well hit ball by Hagman.
11, Dominic Hayes.
And now Dominic Hayes will step in for Chippewa Falls. Hayes is 0 for 1. He popped up when he pinch hit back in the sixth. Here's the pitch. And that is inside for ball one. So 7-2 now the lead for Chippewa Falls. They've scored these seven runs on only four base hits. There's a pitch that's taken up high for ball two. Yeah, seven runs on four base hits. But again, we don't need many hits because of the 10 walks and the seven hit batsmen. Here's the pitch, 2-0. Down low and outside for ball three. 3-0 on Hayes. Right-handed batter waits. Runner leads off second. Blaubach fires. And that's in there, right down the chute for strike one called. Again, this is the first of three games today here at this Wausau West Triangular. Chippewa Falls will meet Toma coming up next. And then I'll be back for the third game as Wausau West takes on Toma. 3-1. That's in there for strike two called, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Putting down the finger, setting the target is Rowan Robbins. Blaubach is ready. Here's the 3-2. Breaking ball, a slow curve is in there for strike three called. Oh, that's a gutsy pitch there on a 3-2 count, but Blaubach able to get Hayes looking to end the inning. One run, one base hit, there were no errors, and one runner left on base. Heading to the bottom of the seventh, it is Chippewa Falls 7, Wausau West 2. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Bottom half of inning number seven as Wausau West comes to the plate, trailing Chippewa Falls 7-2. Rowan Robbins, who is at the plate at the end of the sixth inning when Tony Ifedano was picked off, he'll lead things off. He gets a big cut and swings and falls it straight back to the screen for strike one. Robbins grounded out in the second, walked and scored a run in the fifth. 0-1 pitch. Another good cut, and again, following it straight back to the screen is Rowan Robbins, and it's nothing to two. Trying to complete this one for Chippewa Falls is Evan Weiler. He has been very good on the hill, the left-handed junior. It'll be Rowan Robbins, Miles Wallvogel, and Marshall Helke for the Warriors in the seventh. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. There's a fly ball, well hit into center field, way back, way back, way back, and over the head of the center fielder. Rounding first, heading into second is Rowan Robbins. Thought that one may have enough to get out of here, but deep into center field. Getting on his horse was Jared Erickson, but couldn't bring it in. And Robbins leads off the Warriors seventh with a ringing double.
Next up for the Warriors, center fielder,
they will bring up Miles Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel is 1-for-2 today. He singled and scored in the fifth. Also struck out back in the second. Right-handed batting sophomore for the Warriors. Here's Weiler's pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. That was the fifth base hit of the game for the Warriors. Off of second base is Roland Robbins. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Chippewa Falls looking for their 15th win against five losses this season. They are tied for third in the Big Rivers at 6-4. And the pitch. Off the end of the bat, but getting a piece of it is Wahlvogel. Stays alive at 0-2. Toma team down the third baseline. They're, I think, anxiously awaiting their opportunity to get into the third base dugout for their first game of the day. 0-2. Swing and a miss, and down on strikes goes Miles Wahlvogel for the first out. So runner on second, one out for Marshall Helke. Marshall Helke is lined out to second base and popped up to second base. Setting is Weiler, fires, swing and a miss for strike one. Still strong into the seventh inning is Evan Weiler. Helke waits. Weiler, a long stare into his catcher, very long stare, and now finally has the sign and the target. 0-1. There's a pop out of play, and it's 0-2. As he should be doing with a five-run lead, powering the strike zone is Evan Weiler. Jumping ahead, no balls and two strikes. Off of second base is Rowan Robbins. Peeking at the runner is Weiler, comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. That was a good breaking ball. Tough breaking ball, 0-2. Started about knee-high in the outside corner and then busted down hard. So back-to-back strikeouts for Weiler. Has not had many strikeouts. In fact, those are only the second and third strikeouts of the game, but it shows you don't need to overpower hitters to be effective. And there's a strike on a fastball to Dylan Landreth. Landreth had an RBI single his last time up. He is 1-for-2. No balls and one strike, but now time is called. Again, don't forget, we will be back with you a little bit later on for the third game of the day here at this Wausau West Triangular, sometime around 2 to 2:30. Wausau West and Toma. Pitches in the artificial dirt, blocked by the catcher Atkinson, and the count is one ball and one strike. Evan Weiler, lefty, looks in, has the sign and the target. 1-1 pitch. Fastball off the outside corner, and it's now two balls and a strike. Should Dylan Landreth reach base, Cohen Bryant with a hit next. Two, one. Fastball misses up and out of the strike zone, and the count goes to three balls and one strike. See if Dylan Landreth can take advantage of a good hitter's count here for the Warriors. Again, a long look from the lefty Weiler. Peeks back at second base, and Bryant, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Warriors' last hope here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the payoff pitch. Little roller, third base side, charging. It will be a fair ball or foul ball? I guess a foul ball. Boy, oh boy, that was, I thought that was a fair ball. Coach John Albee thought it was a fair ball. Coming in, bobbling it for the Cardinals was third baseman Brigham Garrett's. But, again, I mean, I'm not going right down the third baseline, but pretty close. That was exceptionally close. And, again, I thought that was a fair ball, but doesn't matter what I think. It's what the home plate umpire thinks. And we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stepping back in now is Dylan Landreth. Payoff pitch. Up and out of the zone, and that's ball four. So stays alive now for Cohen Bryant. Bryant had an RBI single as well in the fifth. He is 1 for 2.
Take it off. Be ready, now batting for the Warriors. Second baseman, number 14. Cohen
right-handed
Bryant.
Batter. Settles in. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball one. When you get down to the end, that last out, always the hard one for a pitcher trying to complete a game. You get this far, and it's almost as though you just want to somehow take a shortcut to get there. But no, you can never do that. Always a very difficult final out, no matter whether it's a one-run game or, in this case, a five-run game. There's a line drive, but right to the third baseman, snagged right there by Garrett's, and that will do it. For the Warriors in the seventh, no runs on one base hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Chippewa Falls wins it over Wausau West by a score of 7-2. We'll come back, wrap this one up, tell you about, again, the next broadcast coming up later this afternoon. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Chad Holmes back again from Wausau West High School, where the Chippewa Falls Cardinals improved their overall record to 15-5, defeating the Wausau West Warriors by a score of 7-2. First game of the Wausau West Baseball Triangular here today. Chippewa Falls will next take on Toma in just a few minutes, and then the Warriors will be back later this afternoon taking on Toma as well. And again, I'll be back later this afternoon, somewhere between 2 and 2:30, depending on the length of the next game for the Warriors and Toma. But in this game, Chippewa Falls scored a run in the first inning. Brady Smith reached on an error and then scored on a sacrifice fly by Lucas Logslett to give Chippewa Falls a 1-0 lead. Then Chippewa Falls would score another run without benefit of a base hit in the third. Brecken Boisvert would walk. Cole Perlsberg would be hit by a pitch. There would be a double steal, put runners on second and third, and then scoring on a wild pitch was Boisvert to make it 2-0. Then in the fifth, another run would be scored by Chippewa Falls, a one-out walk to Hagman, a single by Gavin Thompson, and then a bases-loaded walk would make it 3-0. Warriors would get two runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two-out RBI singles by Dylan Landreth and Cohen Bryant would make it a 3-2 game, but then Chai High would score three times in the sixth with only one base hit. They would score on a hit batsman and a pair of bases-loaded walks and make it 6-2. And then they would add an RBI double by Braden Hagman that would score Cole Perlberg in the seventh to make it 7-2, and that would be the final score. 7-2, Chippewa Falls over Wausau West. Evan Weiler goes the distance. Very impressive performance by the left-hander. Gave up just 5 hits in earning the shutout. I shouldn't say the shutout, the complete game win. And not pitching badly at all was Marshall Helke. He went 4 1/3, although just one hit and 2 earned runs, but does take the loss. So the Warriors now 5-13. Again, I'll be back coming up in a little bit. Again, the second game coming up will be Chippewa Falls and Toma. And then I'll be back for the third game of the day, Wausau West and Toma, somewhere between 2 and 2:30. So again, keep an eye on my social media and on the Facebook page for 98.9 WXCO. And just keep your radio on. Keep it on. We have Kreitzcast with Charlie Behrens. We'll be joined in progress. But keep it right here. And then I'll be back a little bit later on for the final game of the day. But here it was Wausau West falling to Chippewa Falls by a score of 7-2. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
One of the hobbies that everybody keeps telling me to do, and I don't do it, I don't ski. And a lot of people, like in Greece, we have like mountains and stuff, and in Europe in general, it's big, right? You snowboard, you ski. I'm the guy who, like, I won't do that, but I'll come for the chalet, like I'll come for the, you know, for the cabin.
Yeah, you're up there for the ambiance,
for the jacuzzi, know? And the stories and the hanging out. I'll come for that.
Okay. You've never skied, though? No interest?
Never. Because, I mean, obviously, with basketball, I mean, it's kind of impossible to, quote-unquote, ski. Nobody says no, but you don't want to do extreme sports while you're...
No, right. Not when you can make a lot of money. Why would you pay $200 to go blow out your knee or something get paid good money to blow out your knee or something, you know? I was never very good at skiing. I've done it, but I'm not good at it.
Did you like it?
I like it. Yeah. And I go once in a while, but I never grew up skiing.
Okay.
But I grew up rollerblading. I had a pair of rollerblades because I was pretty cool as a kid.
Do they have a rollerblade? Do they have a
roller rink?
Yeah.
Yeah. They skate land. They probably have one somewhere. I haven't gone in a bit. But
Which one was the... It was a movie I watched.
Here we go.
Was it?
It's about roller derby?
No. Oh!
Was it?
Might have been.
Okay.
Might have been roller derby. It's crazy. I was watching. I was like, oh my God, this is dope. Is this a real sport? And I was like, nah, no way. It's a real sport. But
yeah, the derbies, dude, they get intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever roller skated or rollerbladed?
Maybe younger, but I was skate, not rollerblade. Skate, okay. Skateboard, yeah.
Okay. Oh, on a skateboard.
I was a big fat, like when I was younger.
Yeah.
I used to break dance. It was real. I used to break dance. Used to parkour. You know what parkour is?
Yeah, you did parkour.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Dude, what's some crazy stuff? Can you do like a flip without a trampoline?
Now I'm 6'7". Now, probably could.
Wow.
I haven't done it in a minute, but I probably could. So parkour.
You want to try right here?
No, I'm not going to try right here.
Had to ask.
But I would do like, you know, obstacle jump, quick. Like, so there's a, so in Greece, we had this sprint.
Yeah.
So we used to call this, it was after the school and we would like sprint.
Yeah.
And what is it? So you go through obstacles and you got to run full speed. You can't like just jog and jump. Do
oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You like jump,
the thing
catch,
where you
jump
over.
Catch, everything. And like I was big into that.
This is a parkour course.
Yeah.
Is what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I was, but not a legit one. We just made it.
Okay.
It was made up by us. I did that.
That's like extreme. That's like BMXing without the bike.
Yeah, I had a BMX bike.
Really?
Yes.
Like with the pegs and everything, and
yes,
you grind.
Yes, that's how I built my. Like, that's how I started jumping high. So,
really?
So true story. When I was younger, I had a BMX bike, and I used to ride it around. I used to have my brother. There's a scene in the movie that my brother's holding my shoulders. He's
oh,
on
yeah.
the peg, like he's holding my shoulders, And I used to ride all Athens like this, go to practice everywhere. Like this with the BMX bike. You know, big BMX bikes are a little bit smaller. They're not the mountain bikes or the smaller. And I used to ride that all the time and my backpack. And then all of a sudden, one summer, true story, I couldn't touch the rim. I could not touch the rim. And then one summer, I did that. Came September, two hands, one hand behind the back, like everything. I was like, what happened? And they were just telling me like, hey, you just really build your muscles through the bike, through riding the bike and your quads. Yeah.
Wow. So BMX.
And I got taller just a little bit, but yeah.
Right. But it was more about the quad strength.
Yeah.
And you got that by just biking around.
Just biking around and with my brother.
What was your best BMX trick?
I think just lifting the steer and just pushing.
Oh.
But that's it. That was it. And then just jumping over obstacles. That was it. I didn't really have no.
Okay.
I'm not. You know, I was no professional, like e-sports or job. Like, it was just that.
Yeah. Yeah. You chose to, like, as soon as you could dunk, you were like, all right, I'm going to focus on this. Probably better. I feel like the injuries on BMX are, shorter now careers
I was, this was close to basketball. I was 14, 15. It was like 14.
15. Oh.
And it was, if you think about it too, it was, I loved it. You know why? Because somebody gave us that bike, right? Because BMX bikes are very expensive.
Yeah.
And he just gave us that bike and was running around. And I will never forget this. This is why I want to come to the story. And I was with my brother and we were outside, kind of working. You know, we used to sell stuff in the streets and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I was working. And I left my bike and I went back and my bike was gone.
Damn. That's brutal.
Sick in my stomach. I couldn't sleep for like 2-3 days, man. My bike was gone and I thought about it. I was like, I was so pissed. I was like, when I see this kid, and I always thought he was a kid. I don't know. Maybe it was an adult. Who knows? But I was like, when I see this kid, now looking back to it, I was like, oh, it happens. Oh. You know, those other stories that you see in the movies, it's like, oh, they stole my bike.
Yeah. I feel for you. I feel for little you. I can see little you pissed off.
Pissed off.
Did you cry?
Just me?
Did you cry or you get pissed?
I had the pissed off tears.
Okay. No.
I had the pissed off tears. I was like,
yeah.
But me and my brother was like, man. And we looked out the block, over the block to find it. Couldn't find it.
Damn. Sorry, dude.
That's right.
Have you bought one since?
You want to hear the story?
Yeah.
This past summer.
Yeah.
I went online and found the exact same bike, exact same wheels for the photo shoot. And I bought it and I sent it. A photo to the group chat, and I told Giannis, I found our bike. You should have seen his eyes lit up. It's like, what'd you find that? Same bike, exactly. Like, you know, it was an old school 1992, like a specific, like, yeah. Same bike, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Found it. I'll send you a photo.
Yeah. Do you remember what kind it was? Do you think there's any chance this was the exact same bike? Do you think
for sale?
Yeah.
Somebody no.
It was in Wisconsin you found it or in Greece?
In Greece.
Okay.
Greece.
Could have been the exact same bike, dude. You never know. Was there anything different about it?
I think there's no way the wheels are so well kept since then. So definitely the wheels a little bit, but you couldn't tell the difference.
Okay. Yeah, let me see that thing. I used to be a bike mechanic, so I'm kind of a bike nerd, you know, or as some people call it, a bike fixer. That's not a real mechanic. Thanks, Dad.
Wow, I'm trying to look for photos. I can't find them.
Yeah, you know, like your phone's always great about like saying, hey, remember
this one? Oh, sick. Is it?
Nice. So you got it, and then you guys do ride around it? Was Giannis on the back with you again?
No, we're too tall now.
Well, you're not too tall. You can figure it out.
Yeah,
we're
too tall now, but
you guys should do like a how it started, how it's going picture, you know?
Yeah. I you know when I want to do that?
What?
People, I feel like sometimes people are too fast to do it. They go like, they do it too fast. I want to do that like 85.
85. Yeah. Okay.
Like, I want to be, you know, kids around, family, everybody, how it's going, like just us. Me as kids, and then boom.
Yeah.
35 people in the picture. Like, how's it going now?
You're playing the long game here. Yeah. I like it. All right, cool. So, I think everyone, kind of wants to know, what city are you thinking of living in next year?
So what is the question? You want to ask me if Jan is leaving or anything like this?
You know, no, I wasn't going to be rude.
You can be legit.
All right, what's Giannis doing next year? What are you doing next year?
It would be very, very, very bad of me and very, very unfair to answer for another person.
It would be.
That's one.
Yeah.
Second of all, is that we get asked that every other day.
Bro. Well, that's why I didn't ask you.
It doesn't make any difference. You could ask me anything, bro. Everybody asks us that, from people in the street to ESPN to in the court, before the court, after, like, it doesn't matter.
I'm not everyone else.
Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
you forced this out of me. You know? You basically were begging me to ask. And I was asking about you. I didn't even ask about you.
No. But what I would say is that I truly believe, like, the team, you know, like, they're trying to figure something out and trying to figure out what to do and stuff like that. Now, well, the other thing I would tell you too is that you got to think about this. Like, the team has been in a row for a minute, and they're going through a rough patch, and you know, with the, like, not it, it, it it's not a, and people confuse some couple of stuff. They go like, they talk about the first round exits, right? They go like, oh, first round, and, you know, we lost first round, and we've been hurt. So the first round exit don't really matter because you've been hurt. It's more or less of the regular season, though. Like, you want to be better in the regular season. You want to create good habits, right?
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, there's no, like, I cannot, you know, there's nothing. Man, I think, like, they're going to talk. They get him to, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they do whatever, you know, they do their best and get him to stay, whatever. Or, you know, I haven't been involved in this conversation because I haven't been here.
Yeah.
Last year. I was, you know, it's hurt. So I haven't really been team, because if I was, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to talk about this, but, you know, I get stuff done. So I don't, like, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, yeah, let's talk about this or let's talk about that. But what I would say is that the team has always done the best. Giannis has always, and I don't know if I'm cursing this, but he's always been this amazing, effing unbelievable, bro, person for the team, for the city, for everybody. Right. And I say this, I am biased a little bit because he's my brother, but I do say this because I see the impact.
Mm-hmm.
I see that all day. So it's crazy to just even think about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, business is business. And, you know, I'm not saying business is business with Giannis. We saw that with, you know, Drew left, you know, Chris got traded, and, you know, and we've been with a couple of guys. Like, I've been with the team like almost a decade, like over half a decade plus. So yeah. I see this and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, you just always hope it's not the last rodeo, but shoot, it's not up to me. It's not up to me.
Right.
It's up to them. It's up to them. So it's not something I can control.
I mean, and, you know, a big part of your role is like, you know, what you hear in interviews and everything, what people say is like how great you are, like, in the locker room too. And, like, how much leadership you have and how much your brother, like, loves having you there and, like, looks to you, you know? Like, do you think...
I think this can be a misconception, right? And I really believe this. I think the other people love me, having me more. Like, I think the other people love having me more than my brother. This is not even a joke. I really believe this. Like, I really believe, like, people around, like, was like, yo, you need to be here. And I say this all the time, but I'm grateful, I'm blessed, I'm happy, man, just to be involved in this community, be involved with the team, and, you know, and we won a championship, bro. I cannot make this up, you know. And I felt this feeling as a brother, being proud of my brother winning a championship with Kostas. I've had this feeling winning with my brother a championship and winning myself a championship. So it's like, it's a different mentality, vibe, and I understand that, you know, we strive and work hard to do it again and again and again, as many times as we can, because we don't have all this opportunity.
No.
You know what I mean? If you're a coach or if you're a GM, you can be a GM or a coach CEO at 65 to 70 if you want to, right? But as a player, you don't get a lot of chances in the postseason run.
Right.
And in the run towards the championship. So, you know, I'm grateful for what we've done so far.
Yeah. And do you feel like you'd always want to be on the same team together?
Me and him?
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, we always play together, apart from 3 years. Yeah. We always play together, which is insane to say, but we've always played together in the same team. And we played together from since I was 15, then when I was 19, 18 to 20, 4 years apart. He played with the Bucks, and then I came in 2019, and the Bucks till now. Like, it's been fun, man. I love it. And oh, and I don't want to say it's been fun. Like, that sounds a little bit whatever, but it's, I've enjoyed it every last minute of it. So I definitely could see me doing that. But you know, at the end of the day, this is the crazy part. I've had offers and said no because of like saying like, we have something special, and we did. We won, right? And now you just got to figure out the next chapter.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
How do we, you know,
what is that?
How do you do it again? How do you, you know, build the team, stuff like that? But I've always considered myself like, I'm not a, you know, regardless of the outcome ever, right? Regardless of what happens, I'm always like, I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan.
Yeah.
Right? I'm always been like, whenever I'm rooting for Wisconsin, like I'm rooting for Green Bay, I'm rooting for the Brewers. That's who I am as a person too.
Yeah.
And the same thing, even for like people who always gave me opportunity and embraces me, like, that's how we are as a family. And we do that. And I understand, you know, at the end of the day, business is business. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise, because if they tell you otherwise, they're lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But at the end of the day, that's what I want to hold dear. I want to hold dear the memories, experience, and stuff we've done so far, and hopefully we create more.
Yeah,
we create more of those.
Absolutely. Well, I gotta say, whatever happens, Milwaukee loves.
Both, oh yeah, of you guys, I don't doubt that. Like they're like the proud family. This is crazy. It's a crazy statement to say, and you don't see that often. But they're like this proud, big, proud family of a guy who came in and watched them grow, watched them play basketball, watched them like develop and win games for the team. Watch them become a dad. Watch him become a, like, it's crazy. They watch this kid grow in front of their eyes, man.
Yeah.
And become this guy. Okay, now it's my turn. Like, I got to lead this team and be this leader, right?
Yeah.
Over all these phases. So I don't want to get emotional or stuff like that, but I'm very grateful, you know, because everything happens for a reason. I'm very religious, so I believe in God, and I think God puts everybody together for a reason, eh?
Yeah.
You know, and God says, this is what's supposed to happen. This is what's supposed to happen, and keep going. You know, I don't never doubt his intentions. Never.
Yeah. Never. No, absolutely. What religion are you Christian?
So, yeah.
Catholic?
I was in Greece, it's Orthodox.
Orthodox. So you guys got a different pope then? No, same pope.
Yeah.
Same pope, different pew. How does it work? Who runs the Greek Orthodox Church?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'll always say this. Did you get the message? We all got the message.
We all got the message.
Exactly. It's, I don't look to faces to get a message from God. I don't tie, you know what I'm saying? I don't tie a specific person to get this feeling, this divine feeling, this feeling of gratitude and blessing, and how can I give it to others, right? I don't say like, oh, look what he said. Look what he said. That's how I got to follow my life. This is what I got to do. No. I'm like, I learned through the Bible. I learned through the stories. I understand what it all means. Because if you ever read the Bible, right?
Oh, yeah.
You will see, in any culture, in any religion, you will see that all these stories have a meaning.
Yes.
How you can take the stories out, it's open to your own interpretation, but all these stories have a meaning. And what do you keep from them? How do you learn from mm-hmm. those things? What is the modern version of it?
Yeah.
What is the modern version of it? So, yeah.
No, I mean, I like it. And I also think the Bible says so many things, and you can pick anything to like be your guiding spirit or whatever. So it's almost like the Bible says pretty much everything if you want to find the words.
Yes.
And it's like what you take from the Bible says more about you as a person than what the Bible is saying in a lot of ways, I think. But no, I like that a lot. No, I was just bringing up the Pope because I was like, you know, dude's from Chicago. He could be a Bulls fan, man.
He's from Chicago?
He's from Chicago.
This is so... Now I got a question.
Yeah.
What do you know? What's the percentage of like? I'm assuming this is like. Is this a new thing? Is this the first time?
First American pope. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to ask like predecessors and stuff like that.
Yeah. First one, dude.
You excited?
What's that?
You're excited.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a Midwesterner. That's great. I mean, he's from Chicago. That's not great, but you know, well, because I mean, we're talking the Chicago Bears, dude. And that hits deep with me in a way that I can't, you know, quite comprehend. I mean, we all know God's a Packers fan, so that's fine. But if you're going to lead this church and you're a Bears fan, you're going to have to reconcile with that. And I hope this Pope knows that. And I think he does. I think he, I mean, he's been watching football for probably his whole life. He knows that most of his, you know, life, if he truly is a Bears fan, has been despair. And he's probably prayed so much for the Bears to do good. And they just haven't, because they suck terribly, except for 1 year, because, you know, everyone needs a pass. But anyways, I'm getting ahead of my shoes here. I'm sure he's a good guy. But Greek Orthodox, I don't even know. Do you guys, is the Pope part of that deal or not?
I forget.
You don't know. I don't know.
Like, I was, you know, baptized and everything. You know, I have a. I'll tell you one thing too. What I noticed too is that I'm very, like, you know, I go Sunday, I go to church, but here in church is, you know, I either go to Greek church or I go to, you know, Catholic church. It doesn't. I don't have a.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't have a, like, oh yeah, this is what I do. Like, I'm not the, how do you say it? Is this or nothing? Like, I just want to go to church and feel like I'm in the presence of people who are looking for the same thing.
Yeah.
Because that's what all church is, if you think about it too. Like, it's a lot of people who really want, believe in something and believe in, however, it doesn't matter the religion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You could just always believe in the creator of things, in the creator, and that, you know, you're appealing to this person to, like, really show you the way or how you want to live your life, or enforce you, or maybe you're living the life the right way and force that even more. Instill that to yourself, to your kids, to anybody. Just instill that thing.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at all the religions, you know, pretty much saying the same thing.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
Yes.
It's kind of like that great poet Macklemore once said, whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. You know?
From the same one.
Yeah. And not also a, thrift not shop. A It's popping. You ever heard Macklemore?
Oh, he's talking, about that.
Yeah, this is a 10-year-old reference I'm slinging out here, so don't worry about it. Don't even worry. We got this question here on the Cripes Cast that we ask every guest that comes on.
Yeah.
And it's, what makes you say Cripes? Okay, and Cripes.
What is Cripes?
Well, I'll explain it to you. It's like, you know, like something happens and you're like, oh, Cripes, you know? You could say, like, Cripes. So the first way I said that is kind of like a pet peeve, you know, like, ah, Cripes. And it originates from Midwesterners not wanting to take God's name in vain, Jesus Christ, right? So they switch it up. They say, Cripes, I tell you what.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I see it now.
So what's like a pet peeve of yours? What makes you say Cripes? What grinds your gears? What annoys you?
So, okay, in general, I'm a very easy person. And I do have a pet peeve. I do have two of them. So one I won't say.
Okay.
But I won't say that.
Okay.
But I'm gonna say the second one. So one of my pet peeves is.
All right, folks, that's all we have for now. But if you want to listen to my full conversation with the Nassus, check out the Cripes Cast anywhere you get your podcasts.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down, just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No. Gotta keep her moving.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Devastation in the South and Midwest after severe storms killed at least 23 people. There's a massive search going on in Missouri after at least 7 people died, 5 in St. Louis alone. Ben Herzog is at the National Weather Service.
We're going to work our way to the east and just try to get as much done as we can. Really what we want to know is the length of the path, how wide the path was, and then where the worst damage was.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe.
We're putting all hands on deck to make sure that we can assist the city and local authorities as much as possible. Obviously, Missouri State Highway Patrol is on scene as well to assist in any way that the chief needs help with.
House Republicans will try again tomorrow to get President Trump's sweeping spending bill passed. CBS's Willie James Inman says there was a setback.
On Friday, the Republican spending bill stalled after a key vote.
Mr. Chair, on the vote, there were six.